Okay. So the real purpose of this call is to answer your questions more than anything else, questions about the program. And so what I'm going to do is start off with about 10 minutes of new material, and then the rest of the time will be reserved for your call, for your questions and my answers. And I think the call will run about 90 minutes. That's about how much time I've allotted. If there aren't enough questions, it'll be less. If there are more, we can run over a bit. So that's the agenda. Oh, also, this is the most important tool in my technical toolkit. What that is it's called a shake can. And the shake can will startle my dogs and stop them from barking if they insist on barking during the call. I mean, I run a really professional and sophisticated operation here, and only the most professional outfits have barking dogs. So I want you to know I've spared no expense with that. All right. So with that in mind, let's get started with the content. So first, I have three reminders, and I consider these to be the three most important points about the whole program. And the first one is that the most valuable asset any business has is its list. Without a list, a company doesn't have much value. And if you ever go to sell a business and they're going to put a value on it, they're going to want to know how big the list is and how many sales are made to that list each year. So because of that, everything we do in ULL focuses on leveraging all the sales that can potentially be made to your client's list. Now, your clients have spent a lot of money and a lot of time to build their list. For example, one of my clients that I'm working with right now has a combined list of over 2 million people. And if you consider that it costs between $1 and $5 per lead, that means they've spent between 2 million and $10 million to build that list, but they loan you the full use of that list for free. So you're getting access to a really valuable asset, but you didn't have to invest any time or money to build it. And then the way you capitalize on that list is by understanding something I mentioned in the PDF and I call the customer success journey. What that means is that anytime a customer buys any product or service, that's not the only product or service that helps them fully achieve their goal. There's a wide variety of other products and services they need. And those are the products and services that you want to sell to your customers' list, the ones that they don't already sell. So, because of that, that means that the single most important skill you can master to be successful with ultimate leverage licensing is list building. All the rest of it is important, but it doesn't matter. You won't even get a chance to implement it unless you can build a list. But the good part is you don't need to build a really large list. In fact, my overall list for my business is about 18,000. But my prospecting list for brokering licensing deals is only around 1,100. But the truth is, all you need is 50 to 200 people to build a six and even seven figure business brokering licensing deal. So the reason mine is 1,100 is because I've been building my list for 20 years now. But you don't need all of that. Okay, and then the third reminder point I want to mention is that everything we do with this is designed to be no cost and no risk. There's no cost and no risk for your clients because they aren't creating anything new. They're selling the products and services of other companies that will help their customers achieve their complete goal. So they don't have any cost to do that. And there's no risk. All they do is send out an email every once in a while. And there's obviously no cost and no risk to you because you're not creating any assets of your own. You have a minor cost. You're going to have to build a website. But as you're going to see in a minute, you can do that for probably $250 to $500. So those are the key points that I wanted to cover from the PDF. And now I want to talk about 8 points and dig a little deeper in these 8 points of the new components of the program that weren't included in any other program. And then once I finish this, then we'll open it up for questions. So the first thing is, the first component is a new, absolutely game-changing method for finding the ideal clients to broker licensing deals for. And by ideal, I mean clients with lists of 50,000 to 3 million subscribers. I've never shared this strategy before. It's really easy to use. It's a method of leveraging social media. And since social media is free, anybody can do it, and you can do it for free. And I'll show you in the program exactly how to do it and how I use it to generate leads that pay me anywhere from $70,000 to $160,000 each per year in commissions. And then the next component is a second lead generation strategy that takes a bit more time, but it delivers pre-qualified prospects to you with large subscriber lists, and they come directly to you rather than you seeking them out. So I'm going to cover how to do that as well. And as I go through this, you're going to think that these things sound complex or that they might take a lot of work or a lot of experience. They aren't. As I mentioned in the PDF, I am a strong advocate of the 80-20 principle. That's doing as little as you can to get as most results and doing it as simply as possible. So these things are all really easy to do. So the third component is a new offer structure. And it's, I mean, as dead simple as you can get, but I'm converting as much as 300% more prospects to paying clients than I did with my previous offer. So as I said, the single most important thing you can do with your business or any business is build a list. The second most important thing you can do is have a great offer that makes it really easy for someone to say yes, because you never get to the tools of implementing unless you have a list and a great offer. So I will be covering that in the program. And then this is what I mentioned a minute ago. I have this new method, and it's actually not that new. I've been using it for a couple decades, but I've been relying on it a lot more. And it's a simple one-page website that generates more licensing deals than any other website format I've ever used. And I'm going to show you exactly how to do that with examples of my sites that do it. And that's why you can build a really simple site for $250 to $500 at most. So your cost, your operational costs are really low. And then we're going to move on to a new and, without patting myself on the back, an ingenious way to implement a customized version of the UOL strategy in your own licensing business. And that's a way to use the strategy to generate substantial passive revenue for yourself through your own business with no cost and no risk. And tied into that is, or actually following and building on that, is a simple new welcome email that generates $50,000 or more of passive revenue for your clients in the first few months of working with them. And this single tool alone will cement your long-term relationship, because immediately, within a couple of weeks, you're going to start generating strong passive revenue for your clients using this. And then as a bonus, the next component is that I've got a simple tweak to this welcome email that you can use in your own business. and start generating passive revenue for yourself, often as much as six figures, and almost all of it's done on autopilot. So the final, I think this is the eighth new component, is a split-tier implementation plan. What that means is there's a number of steps in implementing the ULL system. And over the past couple of years, I've been testing and with real clients, I've seen what works best. And I've actually changed the order in which it's used. And so I'll be introducing that here for the first time. And it's a split tier, meaning the first tier is going to be the easiest, most successful way to get started for your clients, because you want to get a win for them as quickly as possible. So they'll want to move on to the next tiers and keep doing business with you for years to come. So the way this works is the first tier generates revenue within the first couple of weeks, almost all of it passive revenue. And then it accelerates to larger, almost windfall profits over the next 3 to 6 months. And both tiers are then easily repeated year after year. So that is how that works. Let me do a quick piece of technical wizardry here. And if you know me, the term technical wizardry and me do not go together. So anyway, I'm going to open it up for questions now. And I'm going to type into the chat box. I just typed in, if at any time during the call or after you want to enroll in the program, you can. I put the link in the chat down below. Just so you'll know, just from the PDF alone, there are 12 total spots in the program. And just from the PDF alone, I filled about half of them. So if you want to enroll during the call, you can. If not, if you want to enroll later, there's the link in that PDF you can use. So let's open this up for questions. And the way I want to do it is, rather than unmuting yourself, because unmuting causes noise for everybody, just put your name in the chat box if you want to ask a question. You don't have to put the question in, just put your name in. I'll see that, we'll then unmute you and you can ask your question. And feel free to ask as many questions as you want. That's what I'm here for. So let's go, just enter your name if you have a question in the chat. And if to find the chat, just run your mouse along the bottom of the screen and you'll see the little chat. When it's like it looks like a little text cloud. And the chat should be open right there for you. So just go ahead and put your name in. Oops. And in order for me to, okay, here goes my technical wizardry again. Why isn't this working? Okay. So Mark, I'm going to see if I can unmute you. Okay, so I just put the request. Yeah, you should be unmuted, Mark. Go ahead.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Good. How about you, Mark?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Nice to see you.
I just attended an online event of coaches and trainers that are particularly, reason that the event was actually even brought together were, there were trainers and coaches that are actually highly interested in getting together with other coaches and trainers to do like joint venture type arrangements. A lot of these coaches and trainers, after attending and finding out and talking to a few of them, their lists aren't anywhere near, you know, the 50,000 to 100,000. And, but still, I mean, I was just wondering what you thought about, you know, beginning in an area where you, if you could find relationships that you could license in lists that are, you know, 2,500 to 5,000 or something like that. Is that something that
you can start anywhere you want. Logic just dictates that the larger the list, the more return you'll get for the same amount of effort. However, there's never a problem in starting where you already have some access and using that to gain some experience. And it also depends too on what you're selling to them. So let's say they're consultants and they need training in leadership and they need training in marketing and they need training in lead generation and prospecting and social media. Well, those items for all those things I just mentioned, as I rattled them off, those items all sell for $1,000 to $2,000 each. So you could probably legitimately make $10,000 a year with a list of that size if the unit price is high enough. So a large list is always, to me, is the most advantageous, but you can make really good money with smaller lists too.
Okay. And then a second question. Thanks for that.
Sure.
I read of a Jay Abraham process one time where if you were contacting somebody cold, especially related to an email list, for example, and they were not very comfortable, maybe starting with you right away, that either, I mean, he suggested, or I may have heard it from you, but that one of the ways you could try to get them or close them on working with you, at least initially, is say, okay, well, let's segment the list. Let's work with 100 of even possibly individuals on your list that haven't purchased anything from you.
Okay. So this is really a two-part question. First of all, we never work with anyone cold. It isn't worth it. It's too much effort. And the prospecting system I give you brings warm leads to you, right?
Okay.
And then the social media technique that I'll share with you in the program leverages social proof. And so it is colder, but it's not pure cold, and it works. So that is something we'll do, but there's no need to do cold outreach. And cold outreach is probably the fastest way to frustrate yourself and make you quit any type of program, because it's painful, and you have to do so much of it to get anyone interested. Now, as to segmenting the list, that's something that we cover in the program, and I do all the time with people, because selling other people's products to their list can be challenging to people, challenging to their psyche, not challenging any other way. Well, why should I sell somebody else's program? But when you explain the customer journey to them and they understand that they're on that same journey with everything they buy, they see it and they get it. But I often will just test with the segment of the list because of that. And I'll also do that if it's a huge list. So like the client I have whose list is over 2 million, it's segmented. They already have it segmented in a lot of different ways. And it's kind of cumbersome to test all those segments at once. So we tested about 25% of it on our first try. And then from there, we add more and more. So yeah, segmenting is a tool I use a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Mark. So if you could mute yourself back again.
Yeah. Can you drop the link back in there? I don't seem to see it in the chat.
The link to. That's because, again, you know, Mark, I don't want to overwhelm my technical abilities, but I managed to send that link to only one person. That's how you learn technical stuff, is by trial and error. And I got a lot of trial and error with that stuff. Hang on. I will. Okay. Let's see if this goes out. Do you see it now? Yeah, you should see it. Okay, so it should be there for everyone. All right, and again, if you have a question, enter your name into chat and I will call on you, we'll unmute you. Okay, so as long as I've known this guy, I don't know that I can pronounce his name right, but I'm going to try anyway. Azam, there you are. I've just given you permission to unmute. You want to unmute and ask your question? And did I pronounce your name right?
You pronounced it 100% correctly, Bob.
All right. Wow. I can do one thing right.
I'm glad you recognize my name. Huh? I want to ask, is a website indispensable to the exercise?
Yes. And you may have come on late, but I covered that. We're going to use a one-page website that's highly effective and very easy to build. And it'll cost you between $250 and $500 to have it created. Or you can create it yourself with one of the website builders. I prefer to pay that little bit of money and have it done professionally. So, because even with a simple website, coding and moving blocks around can get screwed up. So you do need a website. You have to have a way to attract leads, to bring them in and get people to build to join your list. So yeah, you will need one.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Is that it for you? Okay. So Azam, if you could unmute yourself, it would be great. Okay, to say, I just asked you to unmute. You want to unmute yourself and ask the question?
Yes. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Thanks.
Hi. Good to talk with you.
Likewise. Which industries, which company sectors or industries are best positioned to sort of benefit from this kind of strategy? I know the obvious answer is those that have heavily invested in building a list, but generally, what fields are we talking? Is this a consumer-focused business or
Another one of my skills is I just released the back on my chair and fell backwards. I'm full of wonders here. It's a great question. And really the answer comes from the opposite side. And that is which industries don't work. So two-part answer. In general, all industries work. I'll get more specific in a second. But the ones you don't want to work with are highly regulated industries. So for example, in the US, in most states, you can't share profits with, if you're in the real estate industry, you can't share profits with other people unless they're licensed real estate agents. So for that reason, they can't necessarily do joint ventures, but you can apply this form of licensing to that. Though highly regulated industries are stocks and bonds, the moving business, moving and storage is highly regulated in the United States. Obviously, medical practices are. I have a doctor who has a fantastic process, a fantastic business and a process that she uses, but we can't use this with her business because the medical industry is obviously regulated or they're would be back doors for all kinds of scammers. So the real answer is anything that isn't regulated. And we covered that a little bit when I answered Mark. Now, what businesses do I prefer? What industries? I prefer consumer industries because of the size of their lists and because the decision to purchase consumer products is fast and easy. So anything having to do with sports, with entertainment, with pets, I said sports, but specifically golf, fishing, trying to firearms and hunting. If you don't object to that, there's a huge following. Another industry that's absolutely gigantic is the survivalist industry. Other consumer industries, huge industry is knitting. It doesn't seem like it would be. It is. Candle making is a huge industry. Right now, homeschooling and helping your kids learn more effectively because of COVID is very effective. And the lists go on and on. So that's a short list. I hope that answers your question, Tsang.
Yeah, that does. One related follow-on. So if we are not connected in those industries, for instance, and Mark asked about the cold outreach. So you've got an effective prospecting system.
Yes, the prospecting system does all of that for you. It establishes you very well in the industry. I personally built 3 different businesses, one in licensing, one in selling software. I hope we're still on. We just had a blip in the lights. As I mentioned, we've had power outages, and I hope we're not going to continue to have them. But so to say, can you still hear me?
No audio.
All right. Tsang, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay, fine.
Great. Sorry about that. We had a major power outage. We've been having them. Huge storm. And unfortunately, the storm will should pass through and be done about 6 o'clock tonight. And obviously, we didn't know that when we scheduled the call. If we get knocked out completely, I'll schedule another call. So I do apologize. Again, if anyone who has a question, just please put your name in the chat box and I'll answer your question right away for you.
You were elaborating on a related point regarding the prospecting system and
right.
I guess the question would be, how are you even able to get into a position to have a conversation with someone with a decision maker in the right industries if you have no prior relationship?
Okay. I'm going to give a really short overview because I don't have time to go into the entire prospecting system, but the prospecting system uses what's called social relationship value to get, first of all, it gets experts to build your list for you. It gets some of those experts to become your clients occasionally. You can't rely on that, but a few will. But it's those experts building your list that gives you this credibility for people to work with you. Now, I've built a huge list in the software industry. That was for large-scale software for Fortune 500 corporations and major universities. I built a large list for the inventing industry, primarily inventing toys and software. And I built all my list in the marketing and licensing industry with that. And I have clients who've built multiple companies using it. It's really easy to do. It's fun to do. And the other thing is you only need about 20 people. You can usually, out of 20, you can usually get at least 2 to 4 appointments, the way I show you, the way it's structured. And from there, you just add more and more. And as I said earlier, a total list of 50 to 300 people is all you need for a good licensing business. Now, my overall list for selling information products and consulting and that is about 18,000, but my list for licensing, for brokering licensing deals is only 1,100. And it's only that big. I've been building it for a couple decades now, but really 50 to 300 is all you need. And the prospecting system does that for you.
Great. Thank you.
Sure. All right. Okay, you are muted. Let's go to Mindy. I've got to follow you, find you on the board. Oops. Okay, Mindy, would you unmute yourself and ask your question?
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Mindy.
Good to see you. Looking good and healthy.
Oh, thank you. Nice to have you on.
Thank you. I have a question about email. So there's a lot about going on out there about email going into spam and promotion. Mm-hmm. So will that affect the URL?
The URL? Why?
The program, the licensing.
Oh, ULL. I thought you said. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's no secret that open rates across the board have dropped and will continue to drop. Some people claim that they drop because Gmail stops things from going through. I've never had problems with any Gmail addresses. In fact, I find Gmail to be just about the most reliable for deliverability. Where you get into trouble is with people who have old AOL or Yahoo addresses. Those are sometimes hard to deliver to. But the thing is, there's no way to really effectively combat it because people are distracted. There are so many more things that are vying for their attention. There's all the social media. There's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and there's all these things on crypto. People are really interested in crypto. And those things contend with people's attention span. So you just have to live with it. But if you target the right audience and you provide them with the content that's the most valuable to them, which is what we do in the program, then your open rates are going to be higher. In any industry, the average open rate right now is about 8 to 10% across all industries. Some get as high as 20%. It used to be, but this goes back 8-10 years ago, you used to be able to get 60% open rate, but those days are gone. You're just not going to get it. But, you know, if you have a list of, say, even 100 prospects and you get 10% open rate, just 10 people, all you need is one to respond to it to be able to do a presentation. And if you send out emails twice a month or once a week and you get one each time, that's generating 2 to 4 leads per month just from a very small list of 20 to 50 people. So I don't worry a lot about deliverability. I know people, I mean, there are entire forums on improving your deliverability. I personally don't deal with it much. And most people I know don't, unless they're selling junk. because people are selling junk, we'll always have open problems.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Thank you. Please unmute yourself. And Mark, I got to find you. I see you have another question. Where did you go? Oh, there you are. This is moving things around. Oh, I see. Mark, you're actually unmuted, so go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, I have just one more question, Bob. On the will you be available in the course or in the sessions to help us write the emails to, not necessarily to the clients that we're trying to get, because I do know that you teach that, but the actual emails to the email list that you're trying to get to purchase a licensing product? That,
yeah, absolutely. That's included in the program, and we'll be going over those.
Oh, okay.
And again, coming back to what I said about 80-20, I use the exact same emails with everybody. There's just a couple little spots you need to tweak. I use them with my own list. I repeat them. Oh, I've been repeating them with my list for 15 years now. And people say, oh, well, people will get mad if you send them the same emails. They won't. People open an email they're interested in, or they delete something they're not interested in. And they don't remember much of anything. Think about all the emails you got yesterday. I'll bet you don't remember the content of any of them. I don't. And most people don't. So one of the big secrets of being effective with this or any form of marketing is to find a pattern of emails that work and repeat them. And if you want to study that, join Frank Kern's list. Frank repeats the same emails over and over and over. And he's been doing it just like I have for a good 10 years. And he sends a lot more email than I do, but you can see all that. And it's really a great training in that. Somebody just put in the only email they remember is mine. Well, thank you. I appreciate the flattery, but I also know you're lying because nobody remembers any email. But all right. So hopefully that answers that question. And we need some more questions. Let me say something too. If you think your question is too basic or too silly or too whatever, don't worry. Everybody, if you're thinking something, just about everybody else is thinking it too. And now's the time to get those questions answered. So definitely want to do that. And okay, so Zam, let me see if you're... go ahead and unmute yourself.
Bob, is it easy to sell to associations like even AARP?
No.
Thank you.
It's not. I stay away from associations. I stay away from all nonprofits. And one of the big reasons why, I'm going to tell a story and make it as short as I can. Nonprofits don't make much money. And they don't want to pay you much money. They want you to provide your services at a deep discount or for free. So I had a friend who was a copywriter, and he agreed to write a sales letter for a big nonprofit. And this nonprofit was taking in about $1 million a year in contributions, but they were spending something like $900,000. So they were having trouble staying afloat. He writes a sales letter. Over 6 months, they take in $4 million. The nonprofit is ecstatic. So they call him up and say, we want you to write another sales. Oh, and the first one he wrote at quite a discount for them because he didn't know if it would work or not. They call him up and say, we want you to write another sales letter. And they said, great. Now this one, I can't discount. I need to charge you the full fee. And you made $4 million, so you can afford my full fee of $15,000. They said, oh no, we wanted you to reduce your fee by half. And that's a true story. And that's how most nonprofits work. They're backing a cause, and they want you to be as interested and sacrifice as much for their cause as they do. So I stay away from nonprofits. And also, nonprofits have a lot of laws and bylaws about how they can operate and who they can pay. So for the most part, I stay away from them.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks. That was a great question. All right. Put your name in. We need some more questions. Still waiting. Now, I don't think I'm missing anyone. I think I've seen everything in here. Let me see. No, I've got everybody. So look, there are a lot of people on the call. I know there's got to be more questions. One just came in, but really, this is your time. Get your questions in. So Ken, okay, I have somebody with no mic who asked a question, but I'll answer that in a minute. But let me get to Ken first. I have to find you on the screen and ask you to unmute.
I'm at the top, right?
Oh, there you are. Left, yeah. Okay, Ken. Oh, great. You unmuted. Great. Yeah. Nice to see you, Ken.
Nice to see you too. Bob, question. On the agreement with the company that has the email list, and of course, I looked at the agreement and it doesn't really say anything about licensing. Is it just that we're getting the rights to their email database?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And I addressed that in the PDF and I'm happy to amplify on it. I never use the term licensing with companies. I use the two terms of increasing their sales and increasing their passive revenue, because licensing is a black box. And a lot of people look at it and go, oh, that's mysterious or that's difficult.
Right.
And then you have to explain what licensing is and how it works. So if you just say, hey, we're going to make more sales for you and it isn't going to cost you anything.
Okay.
So it's essentially passive revenue. You don't have to do anything. My client's going to mail for you.
Okay.
Anyone understands that. So yeah, I do not. I mean, it is a license. There's everything about it is a license because you're getting the rights to use something without any ownership of that thing you're using. That's the definition of a license. But again, licensing, the best way to kill a licensing deal is call it licensing.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Okay, Ken, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great question. Okay, there are three more questions. That's great. I'm going to answer the one. Bill doesn't have a microphone, so it says, what type of email opening and product tracking will we use for optimization and income verification? It's a great question, and tracking is really easy. Every order system made has tracking in it now. There are none that don't. Any shopping cart you can get has tracking. So I show you exactly how to do it, but the short answer is that the technical person, the webmaster, whatever, for any company can install tracking in literally 30 seconds. So a partner of mine and I are building a new website that we're going to launch probably right after the first of the year. So we're not in the whole holiday flow, and everything we do in it is all licensed products. We don't have any products of our own that we sell. And every company we approach, they say, okay, here's your link with the tracking. You don't even have to ask for tracking anymore. But if you do, any tech person can set it up literally in 30 seconds. All right. So now we're going to go to Tyree, who is up here. Hi, Tyree. Can you unmute yourself and jump right in?
Hey, Bob, can you hear me?
It's a little low. Can you get a little closer to your mic.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, I'm based in New Zealand, Southern Hemisphere. So my question is this applicable down our way?
Absolutely. I have people using it in New Zealand and Australia and just about all over the world. The only country I know of that it didn't work in or hasn't worked well in is Germany. For some reason, the German culture has a real different approach to marketing. So part of what makes this work is that your clients' customers appreciate it when you recommend a product or service. So I use the example in the PDF of the keto diet. Well, if you're starting the keto diet and you go out and you do a search, excuse me, and you do a search on exercise for the keto diet, you're going to get something like 150,000 results. And people don't know what the best thing to use is and what isn't. So what will happen is when you then recommend things for exercise, customers actually appreciate it, and that actually increases sales and it increases customer loyalty. But in Germany, for some reason, and I've had a number of German citizens tell me this, people don't like follow-up emails. They resent them. So that's the only country I know of that it hasn't worked in, but it's worked very well in New Zealand and Australia.
Okay, Manny, that was my query. Thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you. Great question. Somebody just said they did not receive the PDF. And I sent multiple reminders to people. If you're on the list, you should have. So, Stephen, will you do me a favor and just find any email of mine? Because all those addresses go to me. And then just send me a reminder so I know exactly where to send it. And I'll get the PDF to you right away after this. All right, let me. And the same goes for anyone. If you don't have the PDF, let me know. And I will send it out again. Toussaint is now putting a question in by chat, which is fine. I prefer if you ask the question live because then we can have interaction, but I will answer it here. And then Toussaint, if you want to have some interaction, let me know and we'll unmute you. So what's the best way to identify the right set of complementary products that you're going to advise the list owners to promote? And how do you know they're reliable, proven to perform, and as promised? So Toussaint wants me to give away all my secrets. It's actually really easy. Your customer, there's two ways that we do it. Hang on, more people seem to be joining the call. There's two ways that we do it. And one is that you're going to have your customer, your client, build that list. And they're going to know their industry better than you do, or for the most part, they will. So they're going to build an initial list of products and services. But then we also use a special form of a survey called a sideways survey. The best predictor of what people will buy more of is what they've already bought, or people like them have already bought. So we send this survey, and it's very different than the typical surveys that people normally send out. People send out things saying, what subject are you most interested in? If I create this, would you buy it? What don't we have in our product that you'd like to have, and this and that? My survey is two questions, and those two questions get at what people have actually bought. And then we look for specifics that a lot of people bought, and we look for themes of what people have bought, and we build the list of products and services around that. Again, that might sound complicated. It's really easy, and it gets great results. Tusain, I see that you unmuted yourself. Did you have a follow-up to that?
No, that was excellent. That was part one. And the other one, how do you know what you actually want them to send out as a co-promotion is proven? And well, I'm just thinking like there are a ton of ClickBank products out there that...
Right. And personally, I avoid that kind of stuff. But the thing is, if you're dealing with a client who has a good list and a quality product, then the products that they know are going to be a good fit for their list are going to be of high quality. But when you approach the other companies, so let's go back to the example, say it's keto exercise equipment. Well, if I go and I'm going to contact a couple companies that have good equipment. If one has a tiny list, that means their sales material isn't good. They can have the best exercise product in the world, but if their list is tiny, then their sales material is bad. So I'm going to look to see that they have a decent size list. And if they do, then that tells you that their sales material is good. But you can also take a look on the website at their sales material. And if it's horrible or if it seems deceitful or whatever, then you're not going to do business with them. But once you start evaluating, so number one, your client is going to be your best indicator of who to work with and the survey to their customers. Number two, you can look at their copy and look at the size of their list, the copy that sells the product, that is, and the size of their list, and you'll have a good idea of whether they're someone worth working with or not.
And the client in this case is the list owner or one of the
vendors
of the products?
No, your client is the list owner, but when you're looking at the copy you're going to send, that's the partner, right? Mm. That's a strategic partner. So you're going to want to look at their copy and ask them the size of their list. But again, 9 times out of 10, your client is only going to recommend the products of good strategic partners. And that does 90% of the work for you.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Sure. Okay, I've got one more question in the loop. Everybody else, if you have a question, please jump in. This is a question from Bill, who doesn't have a mic. Said, you mentioned a 40 to 50% profit for products. Is that realistic for most products? Seems that Amazon, it's often a race to the bottom. Amazon, their average commission is 10%. And I don't believe they go much higher. So, but Amazon, although you sometimes will use Amazon, excuse me, I'm going to just mute myself for a second. Sorry about that. I had to clear my throat. There is a way to use Amazon, and we cover that. That's one of the tiers. I talked in the beginning about the multi-tiered process. You will use it because it's absolutely passive income. You don't have to do anything to get, but that's not the main way we use it. Products, for the most part, pay between 30% to 50% for the commission. A strategic partner will pay 30 to 50% to your client. Now, a lot of companies are moving to the 30% range, and that's okay. But once you've sold a lot of product for a strategic partner, you can then get them to raise the commission rate and get higher to the 40 to 50%. But even 30%, if it's a big list and the product's priced right and you're making a lot of sales, you can still do really well with that. So I have a client, one of my clients has a list of about 200,000. And in their industry, most of the people pay about 30%. But the number of sales they make each month is substantial enough to where that 30% is bringing in like mid six figures every year. So I don't worry about the specific number. I worry about what the total return on the sales is going to be. And then again, as you build a track record, you can ask to increase that that commission rate. All right. So once again, as a follow-up to that, what's your commission split of those profits with your client? So your split is 20% of what your client gets. So if your client got $10,000 for the month for their promotions, you get $2,000 of that. If they got $100,000 for 2 months for the month, you get $20,000 of that. So obviously you want to try to work with clients where they can generate, you know, a good $50,000 a month, $25,000, $50,000 a month. $50,000 a month at 20% is $10,000 to you. Three of those clients paying you $10,000 puts you at, what, $360,000 a year or something like that. My math is almost as bad as my technical skills, but you can see how you can quickly get to six figures with, you know, 4 to 10 clients. And a couple of my clients, I'm making six figures with just each client because their lists are so big. Okay. I am out of questions in the queue. So jump in, put your name in. I'll call on you and we will do more. We have another half hour to go. Or if there's no questions, we can wrap up at any time. Okay, Mike. Now I have to go through this and find where Mike is. Mike, I don't see your name in the list. So why don't you unmute yourself? Normally it makes me send you a invitation to unmute.
Hi, Bob. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, great. Bob, I followed you for quite some time now.
Oh, there you are. I just missed you. You were there.
Okay. I have some of your other products. And I can tell you, you're getting, I really like what you've moved and progressed to.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
With this, you mentioned the social relationship value. Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit more on that?
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to tell you exactly how it works because that's part of the you know real juice of the program. But I'll tell you how it works in general. If you want to go to a new Italian restaurant, right, and you want to know for sure that I've just broken my chair again, I've done that twice. If you want to know for sure that it's a great restaurant, are you going to go read a bunch of ads that say, because every ad's going to say, best Italian restaurant in San Diego, rated number one restaurant in San Diego, loved for 20 years in San Diego and all this stuff. But if you ask your friends, hey, what's a great Italian restaurant that you go to on a regular basis? That's social value. That
sure. Yep.
Is real cachet. So there's a way to do that without knowing people to get them to do that for you. And it's totally open. It's totally transparent. There's nothing tricky. It's just a smart way to use social relationships.
Yeah, I can
understand. It's really easy to do. So I have a client, and she's in Australia, and she's a consultant. She teaches sales training to new salespeople. And she had a great program, but she was having trouble attracting prospects because she was doing all the normal stuff, a lot of LinkedIn, a lot of posting content, trying Facebook and all these other things. She even bought mailing lists and mailed them. And so she used the system and she built her list and she got, I forget what it was. She invited 32 experts in her industry to help build her list. And of the 32, 30 said yes within 1 week. One said flat out no. The other one said, I love what you're doing, but I'm busy. Can we do it in 2 months? She went ahead and did this. She built her list. It took her 2 weeks. And one of the first things that happened is I think we're going to, okay, Mike, can you hear me?